was the life and the light of all men. But boy, I tell you, Brother Kevin, whenever I need to go out to revival, I need someone to introduce me to get the crowd going and get them. And amen. Hallelujah. I'm thankful to God for an opportunity to be here today and to have another chance to share God's word. And certainly God has been good to me, so I know he's been good to you all as well. For he is not a respecter of person. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. Hallelujah. Having said that, if you love the Lord, give him a hand clap of praise. Realize that he first loved you. Keep on praising him. Amen. Certainly God is good. I want to lose my voice. Bear with me, amen. I want to call your attention to Luke chapter 18, beginning at verse 1. There, I believe there's a word coming from the Lord that he would have me to share with all of us today.
It's a very familiar passage.
That God still wants to hear from us, as well as the fact that we want to hear from God. God still
wants to hear from us. Amen.
That when it comes to having a relationship with God, that it's a two-way
street, not a one-way.
Self, Lord have mercy. There's something about having church, and I'm talking about not being a
church, but having church
in the service. Amen. And I tell you, when the preacher's preaching and when the truth is
being spoken. And when the congregation,
you done got out of your formality, and you don't become a participant in the service. You don't
get your seat. You done started packing your feet.
Y'all ought to say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Luke chapter 18. I'll wait for you to get there. Amen. Are we there?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Hicks, I've been praying for y'all.
I refuse to start preaching until you find
the word of God reads. I'm going to read it. Let me see. I'm going to read this in the King James Version, and then I'm going to expound on it from the NASB. So let me find it in the King James Version here. Okay. Luke chapter 18. Begin at verse 1. And the word of God reads.
And he
spake of her ways to pray and not faint, saying, there was in a city
a judge which feared not.
And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward
he said within himself,
because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what
the unjust judge said.
Night unto him, though he bear long with them. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless,
when the Son of Man cometh.
Amen. I want to talk on the subject just for a little. Stop praying. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for this present moment. Lord God,
we believe that you have ordained it for the
in a disappointed time. And God, we have come here in obedience to your will and to your way. God,
some of us may be on vacation or just traveling.
Service. First, because we desire to worship you in spirit and in truth. And then also, God, because we believe that there's a word
being spoken here today through
preacher and teacher in the room. I ask for forgiveness of all of our sins that we may be holy and acceptable in thy sight. Our Lord God, strengthen and redeem.
Then Father, I ask that you
think your thoughts, and that we will see according to your will. Then God, remember, little
behind that old rugged cross.
Supernatural amount of strength and energy, oh God. Then, Father, I pray for a miraculous amount of wisdom,
knowledge, understanding, patience
of Jesus, and I give you glory in advance, for I walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Don't stop.
We live in a day and age where things are really jacked up. People
are really messed up.
Screwed up. It's all a mess. And we look at crime.
Statistics of crime.
Sanctified mind just for a moment. Doesn't it remind you of the days of Noah?
When the saints of God.
The way things are today, we would think, if we're not careful, that there is no hope. But even if
you don't look at the news or at what's going
on, and we sometimes even wonder, God, is there any hope? There's things that come up beyond our control.
There's things that come up in a sudden.
They are multicolored. They come from different forms, shapes, and colors. You could go
happy. Praising the Lord.
Last one on my mind. Hallelujah. And before I wake, when I wake up in the morning, he's the first one on my mind.
That sounds like somebody who fell in love.
I want you to know that the devil is constantly working. And you can go to bed excited and waiting.
I wonder what in the world happened last night.
When we look at the context of this scripture, before we get there, what leads up to it? When you look at chapter
13 of this particular passage,
as he gives them instructions, he says, it is impossible to live in this world without offenses coming
into your life. In other words, there's going to be people that you're
witnessing. There are people who are going to offend you,
and you don't have to say anything wrong to
you in this life. Can I get a witness here? As a matter of fact, you're
sitting in your living room watching television.
Hallelujah. But anyways, you could be sitting in your living room watching television.
Lord have mercy. And so,
Lord have mercy. And so Jesus said that there's going to be offenses. And then he goes on to talk about
10 lepers. And he says that there were
10 of them got cleaned up. Physically, but didn't, but wouldn't
come back and praise God for what I had.
What he says there is that out of 100% of church attendance, only 10%,
good God Almighty, really praise God.
He goes on to talk about the second coming. He says, hey, look, he says, he says,
but I'm going to be crucified.
My hands, I'm going back to glory. He said, but I'm coming back again. And when I come back,
I'm going to receive my church.
The fact that he's going to come back again, Lord have mercy. And then when you get
to chapter 18, that's when he says, hey.
Praying. And then in verse 1, as we began to dissect the text,
he says in verse 1, at the Bible,
to show that at all times they ought to pray and not
lose. Now, when Jesus said at all,
he says, talk to the Father.
Right.
Lord have mercy.
He said, when things are desperate,
when folks are talking about you, when they ostracize you and
treat you, when offenses come, talk.
He says, and you got sickness in your body. He said, talk to the Father. Can I get a
witness? When church attendance gets a little low,
they used to, he says, talk to the Father. In other words, Jesus says, he says, you got to
pray at all times
in your life. And if you're not careful,
you'll give up and you'll begin.
Is there anybody, if I could just find one witness in the house this month,
where there were things that had come up in your
even for a moment you were ready to give up. Lord,
you were ready to give up.
But have mercy. I'm preaching to somebody in this house. And so Jesus says, he said, you got to pray.
And not to lose heart. Anybody who does not.
And throwing the towel. Anybody who does not have a consistent
prayer life and conversation
today. And so then the question becomes, what is prayer? What is prayer? Talk to me
about prayer. Prayer is simply
God about whatever you stand in need of without
prayer. I wish I had a witness here. Now.
You're talking to God. If you're wavering in your faith, you may as well be quiet. Somebody don't help.
The Bible says, without faith,
yeah. Lord have mercy, I ain't got to do this by myself. I feel
about now. And so that's what he says.
Whose heart is what he says. So he says, hey, there's a potential problem for you in your
future, and if you don't have a
and make it through. And then he says in verse 2, watch this.
He says, I'm going to tell you that
is told with a significant spiritual
meaning to get you to see.
Somebody ought to help me right there. And so now,
watch this. If you don't have.
And the parable is told, then you ain't going to get the significance.
And if you don't show up this.
And you still walk out empty. Somebody ought to help me right there.
But I dare you to show up at service.
You want to say to me, give me what I need. This ain't Burger King. I didn't
come to have it my way. But I came to.
Bible says here, it says in a certain city,
a judge who did not fear God.
Here, Luke says that Jesus is saying in this parable, he said,
let me tell you what you're dealing with in this situation.
And it appears that he has the final say so in your
situation. Now, somebody say, listen.
In your situation. Now somebody need to reach up and grab that because I'm
gonna fly over your head. Because you see, you gotta.
It appears they got the final say so, but good God Almighty, they ain't got the
final say so. And so the Bible
does not fear God and he does not respect men. Now watch this. He
does not fear God. He ain't got.
What I'm saying, and that's what the Bible says. And then it says this in verse,
and it says there was a widow in that
woman who had been married. She had been faithful to God, and she had
a circumstance or a situation
to the judicial system, and she's trying to get
justice for whatever's going on in her situation.
To him. Lord have mercy. Do you see that in the text?
And she kept on coming to him.
Legal protection from my opponent. Now, the first thing I want you to jot down, if you don't have
anything else, then write this down. In verse 3,
I want God to bless you in your situation. You got to keep
the God. Lord have mercy. I said,
your situation with your need, with your problem, and
oh God, just don't fix it.
But our God, that you need to know about him today, is that God
it knows where you are, but he wants
to know he can fix it. But when you keep coming to God, what you're
saying to him is, God, I know you
situation, and I'm gonna keep on bringing it to you
until I get what I need. Now watch this.
Keep going to God over and over and over
with a prayer, unless you've been convinced.
Somebody needs to get that. I said, you as a matter of fact,
watch this. Have you ever prayed a prayer to God?
Faith, you didn't even pray it faithfully the first time.
You know you wasn't gonna keep on praying it.
That the thing that you're standing need,
God is able to do exceedingly
to to God all during the day. You'll pray to him at night.
You'll pray to him all through.
So here it is, here it is. Against all odds, the Bible
says that this woman, she knows.
As a matter of fact, he was probably waiting for her to give him up.
He was waiting for her to give
in her favor. Lord have mercy, but the Bible says,
in spite of the fact that this woman does not have any
God and no respect for her, the Bible says,
kept on coming to him. Lord have mercy.
Running into a brick wall. Can I get a witness here? And so
the Bible says, when she goes to him,
says, give me legal protection for my opponents.
The Bible says, she says, I need protection.
Is risen up against me, and I need you to give me protection.
Now watch this. The second thing I want you to see is this.
Have mercy. Don't keep going to God if you
don't know yourself.
To find out what you need, you must first of all
ask God to show you.
Need, and then when he reveals it to you, what do you need? What do you need?
What do you need? You don't know what you need if you
Lord. You don't know what you need if you have your
time in God's word.
It's in God's word that he gives us a
revelation and instructions in life.
Because they ain't spending no time in his word.
You can go into just about any household.
The first blow the dust off. Can I get a witness?
There's a whole lot of Bibles collecting.
Folks still don't understand what they need. Let me give you a job, just giving her all kinds of problems. And she says, Lord, I
need you to just remove her from my job.
I need you to just move that devil out of the life. Finally, one day,
she opened up the Bible and she began to read
what God was saying. Lord, have mercy.
And the Holy Ghost will convict you.
Realize God was saying to her, it's not the devil that
changed, it's you.
God is saying is that it ain't always the devil's
that gotta move. He's gotta change us from it.
And then they're gonna change. Lord have mercy. I don't
get excited, broke my watch.
First of all, you gotta keep coming to God with your situation.
And then after you keep.
Because there are times, my brothers and sisters, that what we really need
is not for somebody to be removed.
The strength. He told Joshua.
Joshua, he said, I want you to go into this land.
He said, but only be strong and of a good courage.
Now watch.
And the Hittites. He did not change.
Because they didn't want to be changed. But what?
And he gave Joshua strength.
So that in the face of
distant. That in spite of the fact that they
are bigger than him and look better than him.
I got watch this. Every night, I guarantee you didn't.
Before she closed her eyes, she said.
In my old age and folk care.
Take advantage of me, but yet I'm still.
Was reminding her, I know you're tired, I know you're feeble, but
get out of bed and head on back to the courthouse.
Going somewhere with this. The Bible says in verse 4,
it says for a while.
Willing, it says, but afterwards he said to himself, now watch this, when
you have something going on in your life.
It's stubborn, and it seems like no matter
how hard you try, it just
text, it says, for a while, that fig
is going to be unwilling. But watch this.
Some time. It might have been unwilling for a year,
or 2 years, or several months, and it's
and say, there is an afterwards.
There's an afterwards after you've been frustrated.
There is an afterwards after you've been gone to your
while. There's an afterwards.
Even four, he said to himself.
He said to say to himself, he said, wait a minute.
Respect man. Now, this judge, he
knew who he was. He knew.
No respect for this woman. And then the Bible says in verse
5, it said, yet, he said, because this
legal protection. Now, watch this, watch this. Here's
the third thing I want you to see. The third thing I want
you to talking to God. Can I get a witness?
Some of that said amen real loud right there.
Look this, and rolling your eyes and retaliating
does not bother your enemy.
When you go home at night and fight
for me, and when you have a talk
with you get back to work, and you show the love, and
show you hate, I want you to know that
it oh, Lord have mercy. It
bothers him. It bothers him. It bothers him.
That I love about anybody who's in the
political realm when they're running for office.
Of what the other side says of
him, they respond with kind words.
Y'all ain't helping me right there
because I stopped by to tell you that the
reviled said he reviled not. And then
they talked about him even though they hated him.
Everything that Jesus had to say to him, he told me to
before their faces. Can I get a witness here?
In the synagogues. That's what he said. He said,
if you want to hear anything that I said,
God Almighty, Lord,
I want you to know it says,
but me, it's not her that was bothering him.
It was her persistence.
Give her legal protection. Otherwise,
by continually coming.
And look, when I got to this part here that talks about
wearying him, I think
language of the text, what he's saying is
it's a picture of wearing.
Look, he said, you ain't got me
boxing experience, but you're gonna stop.
He's gonna break your eyes and he's gonna switch
your face. Can I get a witness here?
She's going to
emotionally black my eyes and
kill your enemies when you're being
persistent and keep on talking to God.
He's bothering me. And he said, I'm just going
to do what she wants. He said, before the woman
and frustrated her, and I can't
concentrate on what I need to be.
Eyes of enough. It frustrates your enemies.
It puts them into a
day. So they don't got on your nerves yesterday.
And you got the audacity to show up again.
I'm telling you that they said that there's
something different about you when you do that. It's
so the Bible says in verse 6, it said, and the Lord
said, hey, he said, here.
He said, give me your undivided attention. He said,
just judge. He said, listen to what he said.
Who cried to him both
being. And what Jesus is saying is this.
Go to an unjust judge.
Times, and then finally they give you what you
want. He said, don't you think that the God
has saved your soul? Don't you.
Son, who died on the cross,
who was buried, who rose early on Sunday.
said, don't you think the same God who
called your sons and daughters that when you go
give you what you ask for. And so what I'm trying to
tell you is, if you ain't been praying and
with the conversation, you better make sure
it's a two-way street, because not only
God doesn't always respond the same,
but sometimes God will respond
a yes to what you've been praying
for. For 10 years, I had a witness
got saved after you've been praying
for a long time. Somebody that's been going
from your financial situation, some
just got sick, but in spite of being
a witness here, and good.
I said, ain't it been good to you?
What?
I'm trying to take my seat here, but I got one.
I said, will not God bring about
justice for his elect? Now watch this.
In Romans 8:28,
we know that all things work together
according to his purpose.
In other words, in the word elect,
but for our chosen, and I
to know that if you've been chosen by God,
tell me that God chooses some people and not
others. That's not fair. Oh yes it is, because
take up your cross and follow
him daily. It ain't his fault that you
Bible teaches us here. It said
the elect. It said who cries
not just at night, but you know
the
Lord
cry to God during the day.
And the cry not only at night.
Cry during the day. It's in 1 Samuel.
In the spirit, her lips were
no words were coming out, and even
Lord, I ain't nobody as drunk as
I ain't no worthless woman, but I
was problem with the way society is,
and I'm praying that God will give me a
God. I don't see anybody that's
serving God, but I want God.
And we use him to be a
Israel. Somebody should have helped me right there.
Yourself, but you got a mind to pray
for somebody else and
listen to everybody else. Can you get a
house? And so the Bible
says he's going to do it, and he's
going to do it without delay. Can I get a witness?
Which means that you've been praying for a while. But
God answers your prayer. It's going
to happen. Don't take place.
You don't got blessed 3 days ago. And you.
He does it so fast and such a.
That you can't give nobody else.
You said you would have
not delivered from your situation.
I see I'm tired now anyways.
He said, I tell you.
I said, however, when the
man comes, will he find faith?
Fourthly, he says, God will bring up
justice quickly. But then the ultimate.
Will he find faith on the earth? Because what he said, what if you're not taking it to God
persistently,
there's something wrong with your faith. And then
genuine faith,
genuine faith
does not put your trust in the judge.
In God.
Genuine faith says that given among men under heaven.
In Acts chapter 4, verse 12.
26. I am the way, the truth, and the
life. So
vital who we put our faith.
Because James said faith
works.
So if we really have
faith,
watch this.
I can hear God saying, I'm going to release. Leave Israel's enemies.
But after
2 days, they recover,
but it's only temporarily.
They chase the Israelites. And they get trapped. I'll look at their response. Trust me.
For bringing them out of Egypt.
There's a Red Sea.
Complain. Was out here to die. Or in the face
of adversity.
You're going to say if the Lord
before me.
That is in the way.
That is in the
word. Yes. All I need. According to
riches in glory.
Yes.
If I'm in his
hands. No man.
What are you going to say?
Amen. The Israelites complained.
The plagues
in Egypt showed forth.
If he can send
flies and frogs,
hail, and
death.
And
if I were to call on the Hebrew boys,
they would have said, the sickness
they swallow us up.
Deliver us.
And he'll deliver us out of your hand.
Hallelujah.
Returns. Real faith is demonstrated.
You don't need money. But when you broke, busted, and disgusted,
you need faith. Amen.
But when there's sickness in your body, surrounded by family and friends. Faith. You don't need money.
When the church is full and everybody's praying. Voices are echoing in the building.
Give him a hand clap of praise. Head bowed and every eye closed, please.
There's someone here today.
This is your personal Lord and Savior.
You've been putting your trust in people.
Your troubles. But today you've heard a word.
The Lord has spoken to your heart.
Jesus is the only one. who can fix
the situation. He's the only one.
You've never been born again. You've never accepted Jesus. Will you just raise
your hand and put it back?
If your soul is well, just wave your hand. If your soul
is well.
Hallelujah. Gracious Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And we shall not stop.
The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous.
We ought to always. We shall ask and we shall
receive that our joy shall be made complete.
Forgive us, Lord, for not talking to you as often as often.
We thank you.
And for the communication
you desire.
Amen. Hallelujah.
At this time, we'll prepare our hearts.
Kevin and the guys come forward.
Final instructions for Holy Communion.